Music right there from The Devil Makes Three. That's from their album, I'm a Stranger Here. It's called 40 Days. We had the latest from Andrew Bird before that. Basha Bulat back there as well with the title track from her new album, Tall, Tall Shadows. We heard Johnny with English Lady. And you're hearing it all on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumholt. Very, very happy to welcome our live guests into the studio. They've been here before, but they've never played live on the show. And I'm so excited that they're here tonight and they're going to be playing for us. They've got a new album coming out. They're going to be celebrating the release of that this weekend with a show at the Yellow Cab. We'll give you all the details, tell you how to go, how to get the album, and all that good stuff. But first, we're going to hear some live music from the Motel Beds.
Thank you.
Hotel Beds, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. They are playing this Saturday night at the Yellow Cab. It is the celebration, the limited release, the get it early, get it while it's super cool release of These Are the Days Gone By. We're going to tell you all about that and catch up with the band here in just a second. Stick around for all the details. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be right back.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
Is a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliette Frumholt, joined in the studio by the Motel Beds. 4 out of 5, not bad. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome, welcome. We've got Daryl, Ian, PJ, and Tommy in the house. So glad to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Now, you guys are getting ready to release These Are the Days Gone By, which is a collection of...
Fact.
Of all kinds of good stuff. How did you guys go about picking and choosing what of the years of material that you have was going to make it onto this album? Was that a hard choice?
I think it was random straw draws.
Tommy would like to answer that.
Yeah, I think it came down to efficiency, about getting the shortest amount of total time for it to sound good on vinyl, because that was the whole point. So we just tried to keep it short and made some tough cuts. Well, not really. It wasn't that hard.
He's been doing interviews all
week. It was just like a puzzle. How many, you know, the time of each song's working out. It was, yeah, it was just kind of... almost random, but...
You're not good, but you're 2 minutes long, so...
Exactly, yeah.
Can't do it. Now, you... These are you know, songs from over the years, but Todd went in and re-recorded the bass parts, and they were all remastered.
Retodded.
Retodded, yes. Very nice, very nice. What was that process like?
We went back to the original, the like master tracks, you know, from Sun Fried Dreams and all that, and he came over and just, we opened up the master files, and he just replayed them. Pretty simply, he really wanted to do it. We wanted him to do it, you know, because it's our new beginning.
And hopefully, Todd's our bass player for life, so that kind of sealed that.
he's on the retrospective.
Yes.
That means
yes.
I guarantee you, he's listening to this. So, yeah.
Is it weird going back and revisiting these songs? Some of which are from, I mean, like Cactus Kiss. I remember that from like an. A very early, like before the comeback iteration of the Motel Beds, is that strange at all to sort of go back to that material, or does it just feel very natural to revisit it?
I think it makes us realize how much older we are, more than anything. But it's cool. It was kind of cool to go back and kind of trudge through some of that stuff and that we hadn't listened to in a while, and it was actually kind of fun. I think. For most of us, anyways.
Yeah, I think we've always liked the songs. They just never really had a home, and a lot of those aren't even available in any kind of physical form. So to have it on vinyl of all formats is pretty cool. So
there's a lot of people that just haven't heard them either, too. So
I was going to say there are a couple of these that I have maybe heard over, you know, but it was years ago on a comp or something like that. So it's exciting to see a lot of these seeing the light of day again. Tell me about the covers for this vinyl, because this is just so cool. I love this.
Gosh, where to start? Well, Leo, who runs Misery Records, had this idea to kind of do something different and kind of Dayton-centric about it. So he got in touch with We Care Arts, who they're, I guess, a local organization that helps people with disabilities, you know, overcome, you know, the personal things with art. So we just had this idea to kind of, we just gave them a copy of our music and just said, run wild, whatever you are inspired to do. And the results are pretty awesome, and they somehow got us. Like, there's a good amount of humor and weirdness mm-hmm. in them, so it's pretty amazing how spot on they were with a lot of them. And yeah, they range of all, you know, all different kinds of styles. It's really cool. You just got to see them all together. It's pretty amazing.
They named a couple of future songs.
Yeah, they gave it fake song titles, which is our thing, and it's pretty
Portal
great.
Portal to Akron. Look for it on the next. Yeah, yeah.
Portal to Akron, King Pickle. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all gonna happen.
Now, the We Care Arts covers are for the first 500 copies, and these are all unique. Kind of for those who are familiar with Guided by Voices, B1000. These are one of a kind items. How is this going to work out? Or not B1000 Propeller. Why was I thinking B1000?
Because like, it's so good.
Because it is, yeah. I like that I stopped myself mid-sentence to correct the GBV error.
Or somebody would have done it for
me. Or somebody would have done it for me,
Somebody
yeah.
on the internet right now yeah. is doing it for you.
Busted.
Yeah, probably. As far as thinking of these not just as a work of art, for the music, what is that like for you guys to sort of see, you know, your album become a work of visual art as well as musical art?
The idea itself was really cool when Leo had asked us if that was something we'd probably want to do. And I can't even put into words how amazing a lot of these look. I don't know if we had any grand expectations on it. We knew that they would be cool, but they're mind-blowing. They're pretty amazing, and we feel really proud to, you know, have them, you know, and have the artists do them for us. I mean, it really is. It's amazing. I think we were speechless on a lot of them, and the more and more we saw, just the more and more we were blown away. So we were really honored for the artists to be able to do that for us, and it really, really was a huge thing for us once we saw them. I think I probably speak for all of us. We were all pretty blown back
yep.
by the uniqueness and the creativity on them, and just being able to kind of be a part of that and help out just in the teeniest little bit was pretty amazing.
And they did 500, which is pretty amazing itself. We think about how many that is. Over, I don't know, just 20, 30 artists that worked on them.
And each one is amazing. Yeah. Like, all 500, they really are.
Wasn't a whole lot of time, either.
Yeah, I mean, they just kind of did this a lot of just for the love of art and, you know, to raise awareness for their organization. So, just the amount of love that went into it is...
That organization is really good stuff. I mean, it's nice to be able to support something like
should
that.
Definitely, yeah, check out We Care Arts and keep supporting them.
And a portion of the proceeds from this first 500 are going to go back to We Care Arts, Leo told me. Moving forward from this initial release of the album, what is the rest of this year looking like for you guys? I know, you know, you just recently signed to Mizra, and this is sort of your first big project for them. Are you going to be doing more writing and recording this year, or just kind of focusing on playing out live, or
both?
To be determined.
Both. Yeah, the new record's already started. We had there's a bunch of new songs, and we had almost all of them nearly recorded and basically decided to kind of start over because we thought they could be better. So we're in that process. We got one that's I think is pretty much done, and then everything else is rolling in pretty fast. So
it's a good decision, I
think. Yeah. It was the first time we'd done that, because usually we just write something, and the second or third instance of that song is what tends to stick. And this time we're kind of forcing ourselves to go back over it and say, how can this be better? You know, and it's a lot of arranging kind of stuff. So,
unlike our normal MO, which is do something.
That's good enough.
Forget about it. And then move on.
Tourette's recording.
Time to go to Burger King.
is that a different headspace to get into as a band when you're used to, like, you know, okay, here's this, and we're putting it out, and it's there, and we're moving on to the next thing. Does that take sort of a different headspace or way of thinking about your songs to sort of say, all right, we're going to take our time with this, we're going to revisit it, we're going to arrange it a little more?
Well, I think it's being a little more critical of ourselves, you know, just trying to make them a little bit better instead of just throwing it up and going, yeah, that's great, we're done.
And before, yeah. I mean, a few years ago, no one was listening. You know, we put out Sunfire Dreams just kind of out in the internet because, you know, nothing was happening. And that's when things started changing and things started happening. We're like, well, we're onto something. Let's just not think And now we're probably thinking too much.
now those five people bought the last album are going to be really critical of it.
Yeah, they're going to be bummed.
I think it was try not to think about it too much, and that's kind of hard. I think now when you have a label with other bands on it, you know, you have a certain time frame that you're going to be releasing something, so you just can't put out as much as you want. And I think it forced us to kind of take a step back and to realize that, and since we have some time to do it, you know, to try to take the most of that to do it. So it's been a little weird for us since we're so used to just throwing stuff out there, but it's been a really good thing. I mean, we still write and record all the time. We're just being a little bit more selective on the ones that actually make it out there, I guess.
We were forced into not putting another album out immediately because it would probably already have happened by now.
Is that hard, or is it kind of a luxury to have somebody on the outside kind of saying, whoa, hey, hold up, you know, maybe don't do that.
It's nice.
Yeah, that's kind of good. We need that. I think a lot of people need it, us included.
I think so. Sorry.
And as far as getting out on the road this year, are you guys going to try to do, you know, some big out-of-town stuff, or stick pretty regional, or both?
Both.
A little both. I think the big shows, we're trekking all the way out to the South by Southwest, have a couple good showcases out there with Misera, and then we're doing the Nelsonville Fest, which is also pretty big, and our first time doing that. But then there's lots of little shows in between.
Lots of weekends.
We're staying busy.
Yep.
Nice. Now, this Saturday night, the release show for These Are the Days Gone By, it's going to be at the Yellow Cab, and you're going to be joined on stage by Smug Brothers and Good English. And this is an all-ages show, right?
Yes.
Is that kind of a different territory for you guys? Because, I mean, I know you're mostly playing, you know, places around here that are 18 and up or 21 and up.
Kids are cool.
I think it's where we came from. I mean, I think we all grew up on all ages shows. And, you know, I there's a lot of bands I wouldn't have been able to see when I was 16, 17 that, you know, I'm glad I did. So I think it was definitely a conscious decision to, you know, at least have an outlet for some of the kids that are under the age of 21 to come out and maybe see us if they wanted to. And that's awesome. And I just think we just really haven't had a venue to do that. And Leo has suggested Yellow Cab, and he made this really cool thing happen. And we're really excited about it. So we hope to see you know, a lot of people out that are younger that don't get a chance to come see us. So we're hoping. And if you do, say hi to us.
And the space is really cool. And Jeff that runs that is a really sweet guy. And we're just, you know, excited to be doing something a little different, and hopefully that's, you know, start something new. I know they've been doing shows before, but it might become, you know, a regular thing for them. So we're excited. Something different, but it'll be cool.
It seems like with this album, you know, you guys are doing like a lot of different things. Was that something you decided when you were deciding to put this album together? Like, hey, you know, we're going to do this art thing, and we're going to do this all ages thing, and it's going to be, you know, kind of this event, you know, more than just your average show on a Saturday night. Was that all a plan from the beginning, or did the pieces just kind of come together as the process with the album was rolling?
I think it was a little bit of both, because I think, you know, Leo being the shrewd businessman that he is had plans, yeah. Whereas we normally don't. So it's nice to have some direction.
It all makes sense, yeah. You know, to kind of just throw, you know, cast a bigger net, you know, do a show that it's a little more accessible. Like, we're going to be playing at 10, which is about 3 hours sooner than we normally do in Dayton. So, yeah, we're just kind of trying to just appeal to more people and have more people come out. And, the whole big concentrated event thing just kind of has been snowballing. But I think that was the idea from the beginning, and hopefully it all comes together.
And with the all-ages thing, like, I mean, all of us at some point went to all-ages shows here, and they just don't happen anymore. I mean, certainly
they kind of don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to, the not in the way they did.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. They didn't.
When we were all younger, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a... I mean, not that we're, like, shepherding this back into Dayton's...
But those always existed alongside other shows at Canal Street and whatnot, and they're just at least none that we're aware of. It has been happening a lot.
The first shows I went to were on a warehouse on Springfield Street that you'd never be able to locate if you were driving by it. It was It was an old meat locker. Yeah. That's where I first started going to shows. And I wasn't 21 or 18 or 20. How old do you have to be to get in a bar? 21? 10?
11.
You were 9.
I wasn't there.
I think you
That's
have to at
matters.
Least have armpit hair. I think you're allowed to go in.
Now, if people want to get their hands on the album and
Talk
they
to Leo.
And they don't make it to the show, I was going to say, and they don't make it to the show, and you guys don't sell out, are after this first 500, will there then be like another release of this one, or is this it for These Are the Days Gone By?
There's 500 of the handmade covers, and then there's going to be 500 of a standard edition.
Okay.
Which is coming out later this year, probably 3 or 4 months. But yeah, you want to try to get your hands on it. I think it's going to be online after these next few shows. But, you know, we want everyone to come out and kind of pick one in person and look at them and, you know, find your spirit album cover, you know, the one that fits you. Because if you order online, it's kind of, you know, our discretion is one you'll get. Not that any are better than the other ones, but they're all different. So, yeah, the idea is just to come out and, you know, check them out. If you don't stay for us, just buy a record at the very least.
The real one's the whiteboard, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, the standard is the same album. It won't have the cool cover. I mean, it's cool, but
it's,
cool,
you know, it's not cool. The one of a kind.
Yeah.
Yet another epic inside joke.
It's us cool, which isn't really
it's not cool.
Cool,
so. Fair enough. Fair enough. If people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing the rest of the year, future releases, all that good stuff, where should they connect with you online?
Facebook. We have a website at motelbedsmusic.com and motelbedsbandcamp.com.
And miserrecords.com.
Yeah.
Did that get changed from Brotel?
Yeah, they both work.
Okay.
I'm at Target a lot. I think, so say hi. Say what's up.
Stock PJ in your favorite big box store.
Who's stocking who?
Is your Target card all right?
Oh, it's all right.
Okay, good.
I will never.
Well, guys, is there anything else that you you want people to know about this record before they come out on Saturday night and get their hands on their very own copy, their spirit animal of artwork?
Come kiss our baby.
Yeah.
Come kiss the baby, shake the baby's hand. Come out, say, but no, I just come out and say hi and have fun with us. I mean, we're hoping to see a lot of our friends there. And pretty much everybody goes to the shows are definitely friends. So just come out and have fun.
Yeah. I mean, this has been coming up on 10 years for us, and this record kind of sums up that. So, you know, it means something to us, and hopefully everyone who was there from day one will come out. We'd appreciate it. And, yeah, it's a good record, too.
And mosh pits are counterclockwise. Just remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always remember that.
Yeah. Always. Check out the Motel Beds Saturday night at the Yellow Cab. It is the release of These Are the Days Gone By. It is a great collection of their music from over the past 10 years, remastered, new bass parts, all the good stuff, and unique covers made by the good folks at We Care Arts. All the info online. We've got links up on our Facebook page to the beds, the show, and a ticket link for the show. We are at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Juliet.
Woohoo! Check out the Motel Beds. They're going to be joined on stage Saturday night at the Yellow Cab by these guys. Here are the Smug Brothers.